I have received one-on-one coaching from Antonio for about 5 years now, and I would say that it has helped me in ways I never dreamed of. I am not the same person that I was 5 years ago. I'm not the same person that I was 12 months ago. I'm not the same person that I was at the beginning of this week. And it's due in part to Antonio's patience and coaching. He has taken me to places. He has pushed me beyond what I wanted to be pushed. He has inspired me to be better. He has motivated me to be better. And he has walked me into the life that I have now. And I'm grateful for it. So I hope that you accept the challenge. You accept the challenge to be greater. You know, we struggle through life, and you don't have to struggle alone. Like, there are people out here that can help us get to the places that we dream of and the places we never would have imagined. And Antonio is definitely one of those people. So if you're looking for someone to guide you, just put you on the right path and give you tips and resources and encouragement along the way, I definitely recommend Antonio's one-on-one coaching.
I am excited. I am definitely excited about this particular phone call. Welcome and thank you for calling in to the Plant Better Weekly Mindset Call. This call is designed to pour into you so you can pour into the lives of others. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr., and I will be your forming partner, so to speak, and I will help you plant seeds that are worthy of the quality of life that is what you desire. Let me say that again. I am your farming partner. Your entire life is dedicated and predicated upon the seeds in which you plant. And I am simply your farming partner that will help you plant seeds that so you can live a life worthy of the quality of life in which you so desire. Let's reach into the announcement part of this particular phone call. I have a couple of podcasts, but the podcast which I announced on this phone call is a podcast called Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by myself. It's available on iTunes and Podomatic. To access either of these platforms, simply visit iTunes Store or visit the podcast, download the podcast app, or visit Brick by Brick on Podomatic. That is Podomatic, Podomatic or iTunes, either one of these platforms, you'll find this. Do not sleep on this podcast. Right now, we are ranked number one in Houston, and we always stay somewhere in the top three in Houston alone. But right now, as we speak, we are in the top 10, I believe, number 7 in all of business of all of podcasts. And then, so you need to understand that this is a very popular podcast. Hundreds of thousands of people are subscribing, so we definitely do appreciate you. If by any chance you missed any part of this phone call, it will be available for download along with many different episodes, business topics, and personal development tools on that podcast. Again, as the Brick by Brick motivational podcast by myself and my assistant, actually co-host that with me. Wonderful podcast. It is a coaching tool for you for free. Also, speaking of coaching, I do offer one-on-one coaching. There are many people on this phone call at this very moment whose lives, incomes, relationships have drastically changed and increased as a result of being on my one-on-one coaching. However, if you're interested, email us at coaching@revtony.org to schedule an initial coaching session to see if you and I are a good fit for one another. If you're on this call, get ready right now. Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, or pull out your phone and use your note app on your phone. If you're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, wherever it is in which you like to express yourself, when you hear something that resonates with you, resonates with your soul, spirit, or whatever walk of life you come from, and your situation, quote it and use the hashtag Plant Better. again, I say again, if you're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and wherever you are, wherever you like to express yourself, something that resonates with your spirit or mind, conscious, whatever walk of life you're in, because this is not a religious podcast, doesn't matter how it resonates with you. If it resonates with you or your situation, use the hashtag PlantBetter to not only spread the word, but to give us information. We can click that hashtag and go back to all the wonderful things in which we're talking about today. Last ditch chance, get your pen, papers. We're now moving in to this announcement, this phone call. Tonight, we're going to talk about protecting your wealth. I need for all of you to understand something very clear. You are wealthy. You've been wealthy your entire life. I don't mean it's some prosperity thing. I don't mean it's any gibberish or hoopla. You've been wealthy, and I will prove that here in the next few seconds. Your issue is it has not physically manifested itself into your physical reality, because thoughts do become things, and that is a part of the problem, but we'll touch on that here in a few minutes. If this is your first time being on this phone call, we last about an hour, and we will end exactly at 9:30. We want to talk about protecting your wealth. Protecting your wealth. I have three things in which I want to teach you tonight. Normally there's 10. There's only three tonight, so you need to get ready to write down all three. One and two, I have to be very technical, and I'll make it entertaining and definitely informational. But I really want to press upon you point number three, but I need to give you some background information on one. Number one, get ready. It's hard for disease to survive in an environment in which the pH balance is above 7. Listen to what I just said. Number one, it's hard for disease to survive in an environment in which the pH balance is above 7. We are talking about wealthy living, protecting your wealth. Brothers and sisters, there's doctors on this phone call, there's medical doctors on this phone call, there's PhD doctors on this phone call, there are nurse practitioners on this phone call, there are college professors on this phone call, there are ex-felons on this phone call, there are unemployed people on this phone call. Regardless of who you are, your number one body of wealth is your body and your mind, and it's time to start protecting it. Listen to me. There is a direct correlation between poverty and disease. You need to understand this very much. It is hard for a disease to survive in an environment in which the pH balance is above 7. pH balance, or potential hydrogen, is a measure of hydrogen. Ion is a measure of hydrogen ion concentration, a measure of the acidity or alkalinity of a solution. When a solution is alkaline or has its alkalinity, it means that it has the ability to neutralize acid. Alkalinity is expressed as a pH number on a scale from 0 to 14, a pH of 7. Is neutral, like a cup of water, neither acidic or alkaline. What does all that mean? Well, it's very simple. A substance measuring a pH balance between 7 and 14 is alkaline. It's called a basic or a base. The closer a substance is to a pH balance of 14, the more alkaline it is. Foods are substantially made of water, so they also have a pH that can be balanced. I mean, that can be measured. Because the human body is mostly liquid, it also has a pH balance, or a pH, which is usually measured through blood. You need to understand that you're sick because your body turns against you, and if you have a pH balance of something that is not acidic, disease cannot live in your body. Why is this important? Because it makes no sense for you to be financially prosperous but too unhealthy to enjoy your financial breakthroughs. It makes no sense for you to be financially prosperous and you're too sick to get out of bed to use it. Neither does it make sense for you to be healthy but broke. You can't be prosperous, you can't be wealthy and be healthy but broke. You cannot be a poor, righteous teacher. You cannot be someone who has all the financial knowledge, but yet your car stops on the side of the road every time you start it up. You need to have a balance in your life, and the truth is your balance starts right now with what you eat and how you take it in, but there is more. This is just the technical part of this, so I can give to you number two. We're still on number one right now. Our blood, our pH has a very narrow range of around 7.35 to 7.45 as far as the pH is concerned. If our body's pH deviates from this range, we fall sick or begin to show symptoms of sickness. If our blood pH falls below 6.8 or above 7.8, our cells will stop functioning and death will quickly follow. There's something I need you to understand here. Your body is so smart. It understands that it has to keep a certain pH balance in order for you to live. You are not, as a result of this phone call, you're now conscious of what I am telling you. But before we talked about this phone call, unless you are a doctor, unless you are a nutritionalist, unless you specialize in this field, you have not thought about a pH balance unless it's been on a deodorant commercial by Secret. It says pH balance for a woman. Other than that, you have not thought about this, but your body has maintained a level of homeostasis throughout this entire phone call. As a matter of fact, you're listening to me, and your brain is so awesome, it filters out subconsciously the smell of the room you're in because your conscious mind can't handle the smell of the room and all the information I'm giving to you at the same time. As a matter of fact, your mind is so amazing that your mind is keeping your heart beating properly. It's keeping the blood flowing properly. It's keeping your lungs expanding properly. It's keeping the nerves telling your lungs to move properly. It's keeping all these things working properly while you're listening because you're not conscious of it. Your brain is so awesome. It is keeping you alive, healthy, and well while you're listening to this information. Why does that make sense, or how is that pertinent to you being successful in this free coaching call now? Your mind is so amazing that it's keeping you alive and prosperous, at least to the realms of staying alive. Yet, you allow other people to tell your mind how you cannot be successful. Listen to me. Your mind is so successful that it is literally beating your brain, it's beating your heart. It is literally keeping you together. It's keeping your eyes working. It's keeping the nervous system going to your ears so you can listen. It's keeping you breathing. It's keeping you seeing. It's doing all that while you're listening to me talk. And now all of a sudden you let someone in your life tell you what you cannot do when I just proved to you scientifically that your brain can do a whole lot of things that you're not even consciously thinking of. So in biology, negativity is actually a positive and positive is actually a negative. So what you want is more negative hydrogen ions inside your body. So when an environment is filled with negative hydrogen ions, it's hard for microbes, bacteria, germs, viruses, and things in common to thrive in that environment. That is important. That is vitally important. Let me repeat the last thing again. So when an environment is filled with negative hydrogen ions, it is hard for microbes, bacteria, germs, viruses, and things of that common nature to thrive in that environment. How can I say that more simply? Disease cannot live or thrive in a happy body. Disease cannot live or thrive in a happy body. If you're sick all the time, you need to also consider scientifically that your pH balance inside of your body is causing you or creating conditions for microbes to survive. Number two, that's technical. We're going to get a tad bit less technical, but I need to give you a bit more technical, and we will stay on three for the rest of the night. Number two, humans die for many different reasons, but at the root of all diseases, there is stress. I'll repeat that again for you note takers. Humans die for many reasons, but at the root of all diseases are stress. That I don't care what you dis-ease. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you call it. Stress is at the root of every disease. This is not even coming from me. I'm not making this up. This is not pseudoscience. This is literal, hard, factual science. You stop taking pills for things you can simply work off. There are many, I know people who are overweight and have diabetes and refuse to do the necessary work to actually do some push-ups and work out, and they get a pill only to stay inside their situations in which their pH balances are allowing the microbes to work against them. I am not speaking against medicine. Medicine has its place, which I'm getting ready to get there in a second. But I am telling you that don't choose pills over diet and happiness and an environment and physical exercise. Even your doctor will tell you that. An acidic pH can occur from emotional stress. We're coming back to that in number three. Toxin overload, immune reactions, or any process that deprives the cells of oxygen and other nutrients. Obviously, eating a diet that is very acidic can change your pH balances, your pH levels to a degree as well. The body will try to compensate for an acidic pH level by utilizing alkaline minerals it has stored. If the diet does not contain enough minerals to compensate, a buildup of acids in the cells will occur, starving it of oxygen, and your body will turn against you. Here's what you need to understand. Hospitals do not necessarily consider the quality of life. They are simply prolonging death. I'm not speaking against hospitals, but I need for you to understand. I can prolong your death without increasing the quality of your life. Here's what I need you to understand, brothers and sisters and doctors and everybody else. Don't live a life to where you're prolonging your death and not increasing the quality of your life. Even your favorite doctor, as a matter of fact, you don't really have too many overweight doctors. You don't have too many overweight nurses. I know many of nurses. I know many of nurses and many of doctors that work out every single morning because they understand that medicine has its place, but so does your own ability to get yourself off your duff and work out and do something in your life. This is very important for everything I'm getting ready to say next. You cannot be successful with a weak, broken down, torn down body. You cannot be successful with a weak and torn down and broken down body. This does not mean medicine and hospitals do not have their place. They do. But you must remember that hospitals or even this phone call, you must remember everything has its place in business as well. If you lose your leg, now let me talk to my religious brothers and sisters over this phone right now, because I know I have a few. Prayer has its place, but you don't get to use prayer when your leg is cut off. You can't pray for your leg to come back to life and rehabilitate itself. If your leg is broken within your skin and your bone is hanging out, don't pray, get to a hospital. I don't mean to be offensive to anyone who is religious or who is either in the hospital, but the hospitals have their place as well as prayer has its place. Now, obviously, some of you won't like what I'm saying, but that really has nothing to do with me. Facts are facts. If you're dying and you can get medical attention and you don't have a DNR, then get to a hospital. At the same time, you can prevent disease by simply washing your hands. You have to be able to do both. Do pray and also get yourself in the restroom and wash your hands at the same time. Your body is something that you need. You don't get to do something very naughty and nasty with your hands and pray, I hope this E. coli on my hands doesn't affect me or everybody I touch. Prayer has its place, but so does hand washing. Somebody please put hashtag plant better on what I just said right there. Prayer has its place, but so does the simple effort of washing your hands. There is a direct correlation between poverty and disease. If you look in low-income areas, whether you want to call it the hood, urban, I don't care what you call it, there is a direct correlation between poverty and disease. Where there is poverty, there is also an outbreak of many diseases. It is very likely that an acidic pH from an imbalanced diet produces a condition which stimulates the predetermined genetic response to starvation and famine. When this happens, the body begins to hoard every single calorie, consume it, store it as fat, fearing that it is being starved and does not know when the next meal is coming from. It does this to survive. To counteract this, many nutritionists and athletes recommend eating numerous small, healthy meals throughout the day in order to keep the body happy and confident that it can continue to be fed. When the body is in the comfortable, worry-free state, it will gladly burn those calories and increase in metabolism and help slim the waistline, create lean muscles, and avoid many of problems that are associated with acidosis, obesity, and insulin regulation. That's all the technical stuff. I'm done. Let's get to number three. Number three, and here is the bulk of this phone call. People can plague you as much as the very foods that are giving you cancer and disease. Now, I want to go back up here in a little bit, and I want to read something that I said earlier because I said we would come back to it. An acidic pH can occur from emotional stress. Now, let me read. That was the first thing I said in number two. Let me read something to you that I said in number one. You need to understand very simply, in biology, negative is actually a positive thing and positive is actually a negative thing. And you want to have your body with more negative hydrogen ions. This is very simple. Why is this simple or why is this important? So when an environment is filled with negative hydrogen ions, it's hard for microbes, bacteria, germs, viruses, and things that are incoming to thrive in that environment. Number three, repeating so you can write it down. People can plague you as much as the very things, the very food and everything I just talked about, one and two, that was technical. People can plague you as much as the very foods that are giving you cancer and disease. If at any time you are an extrovert, you are, if you know the personality colors, if you are blue or red that says get straight to the point, or blue that wants to have fun, or yellow that likes to be the nurture of society, if you're anything but the green and you checked out, now everybody can come back in this particular situation. It's not enough for you to eat right and then keep the people around you in your life and with your lifestyle. It's not enough for you to eat right and keep people around you that plague you as much as the foods and toxins that you're trying to avoid. Let me say that more clearly. It is not enough for you to eat right and then expect to be successful or expect to be healthy with negative people in your environment. It is not an, you can be a vegetarian all you want to. People can produce for you all the toxins, because by emotional stress, by mental stress, people can produce to you the very bad things that you, your body does not need to survive or to be successful. People can be the very food, the very fatty and toxic foods that are working against you. So you can eat healthy, but if you're surrounded by negative people, then you will not be successful. Let's see if I can say that in a different manner. You can read all the self-help books that there that has been known to man. Let us list a few, and we'll say way past self-help books. You can read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You can read Richest Man in Babylon. You can read Think and Grow Rich. You can read any other self-help book or millionaire book. You can read them all. And if you're surrounded by negative people, you are canceling out the effect of that book. Let's see if I can say it this way so you can understand. We're going to spend the bulk of our time here at number three. You can read a book that is a one on your scale of positivity, but if the people around you are a negative one, you don't get to go to two mathematically. That negative one cancels out your positive one, and you end back at zero. In this case, zero is not a bad thing when it comes to life. In the case of mathematics, zero is a bad thing because we made up something called imaginary numbers, and then we went on the left side of zero. So the numbers on the left side of zero don't actually exist. We needed them for mathematical purposes. If your life right now is at a 10, and you're trying to get to a 50, and you need to get to a 70 to achieve your self-actualization, is what psychologists will call it. If you're trying to get to a 70 and you have a goal to get to a 50 and you're currently at a 10, but you date me and I am a negative 50, I have literally taken your life, your harvest, your garden to a negative 40. I don't care. It does not matter how much of a 10 you are. If you are surrounded by negative 50s, your life will become a negative 40. It does not matter how much you eat. It does not matter how successful you think you are, how successful you want to be. If you're surrounded by negative people, they in turn become the very thing that you have been trying to avoid. You can eat as healthy as you want to and still live in a perpetual state of sickness and illness because the people around you are making you sick. Let me open up your eyes, your conscience right now. If you're always sick and you can't figure out, if you're working out every single day and the doctor, and you go to the doctor and the doctor says, listen, Vanessa, I can't find anything wrong with you. You tell the doctor, no, seriously, there is something wrong with me. And the doctor says, here's something for your headache, but I really can't find nothing wrong with you. And you work out every single day and you eat healthy, but you're always sick and you always have a headache and there's nothing medically wrong with you, at least until proven now, saving against the fact that there's some rare medical condition that you have that happens between one and a few people, but saving that, if you cannot find out what is wrong with you medically and your doctor cannot find out what's wrong with you medically and you always have a problem, the people in your life are making you sick. You can get sick by the people you're surrounding in your personal lives. Someone, please, hashtag plant better. That you need to understand that you can eat as healthy as you want to and still live in a perpetual state of sickness and illness because the people around you are making you sick. You may have people around you that offset the same type of emotions that produce the same type of toxins that cause you illness, cancer, and other diseases. Let me say that again. You may have people around you in your life that scientifically offset the same types of emotions that produce the same types of toxins that cause you illness, cancer, and other diseases. Their energy and their attitude are essentially creating a toxic environment for your body, which in turn is creating a toxic environment that you are teaching that to your children, this is normal. I'm going to break these two things down. You may have people around you that are offsetting the types of emotions that produce the same toxins that cause you illness, cancer, and diseases. There is something scientifically. Now, here's, we got to get technical, but this is a fun kind of technical. You have what in your body called neuropeptides. And just to bring this as to laity, normal terms as possible, every emotional state that you incur, your body has a hormone for it. And on the end of your, let's call them nerve receptors, that it's used to, it's like a little lock that it has. And when it finds that toxin or that hormone, scientifically speak, when it matches that hormone, and it hits the nerve receptor that wants that hormone, it locks together, and your body literally goes into a state of addiction. This is facts. This is absolutely neuroscience. Some people on this phone call, you're addicted to happiness. That is why when negative people are come around you, you feel a certain way, because your body is always or mostly at a state of a nice pH balance that is non-acidic, and your body cannot handle toxicity, and so your body goes into literal withdrawal because something around you doesn't fit what it is accustomed to intaking. And so some of you are addicted to anger. This is why you're constantly in bad moods and you're constantly having arguments with your spouse or with your friend or with your boss. And then when they ask you, why did you do this, you have no answer for them. All you can say is, I don't know. It's because your body has become addicted to the very hormone that it has become accustomed to. This, here's a great explanation of this here. You, some of us, and I am one of these people, we're addicted to the endorphins inside our bodies that our hormones produce. And so I am what you call an adrenaline junkie. I have to, or I would love to hang glide out of an airplane because I have jumped out of helicopters. I would love to parachute, hang glide, to skydive, to swim with sharks, to run with the bears, to go on a safari and hunt with lions or hunt a lion, because I'm always, my body is always craving, and the addiction of the endorphins that I love to have, the adrenaline, I need it. That's why if you're in the room with me and it's too quiet, even though I'm an introvert, I have to do something always for stimulation. Some of you know it this way. You have to read a book. You don't know why you have to read a book, but your mind, they're calling it sapiosexual, your mind absolutely craves mental stimulation. This is why when you date someone that cannot stimulate you mentally, you refuse to let them stimulate you sexually, because your mind, your body is addicted to stimulation. This is why some of you older women on the phone call cannot date people who cannot intellectually stimulate you, because you're addicted to whatever hormone that is produced by mental stimulation. Your body is addicted and wants something. So essentially, every last one of us are addicted to something. Now, that addiction may be amazing, may be great. Some of you are also addicted to what the hormone that adrenaline produces, and in fact, the endorphins release. That's why you have to work out every morning at 3 in the morning, every morning at 4 in the morning. And when you don't work out, your whole life goes into shambles and you're in a state of depression because you didn't run those 2 miles. Yes, it hurts, but you're addicted to the pain. This is why some of you work out every single day in the gym and tear your muscles apart till your muscles are rebuilt on top of each other, and you don't feel like you did anything until your body hurts from the pain because you are addicted to working out, which is a good thing, healthy in moderation, or unless you're a bodybuilder, that's a good thing as well. Either way, we are addicted to the environment. Now, as for me, here's the shadow side or the negative side of that. I'm addicted to adrenaline. That means if my character is not correct or under control, if I can't hang glide out of a cliff, if I can't jump out of a helicopter, that means I need to crave adrenaline. And so if my character is not straight or if my character is not together, people like me have the tendency to start an argument for absolutely no reason at all. Why? Because we wanted adrenaline, and I need to argue with you to get mad at you to put myself in a state of whatever so I can get what I needed. Now, some of you, that just made sense. Some of you just said, oh, that's why he did that. That's why she does that. Some of you are addicted to depression. And the mere fact that you always have to be depressed, and it can never be a good thing, and it can never be a good job, and it can never be a good house, and it can never be a good car, and it's always you, and you're always the victim, and you're always this, because you're addicted scientifically to whatever hormone that your depression does produce. Now, I don't want to stay on depression, because depression is something that is real. And it's not something to be taken to be insensitive about. And there is some clinical depression that I am not qualified to speak on, so I will not speak on that. Some people in your life are creating a toxic environment that is teaching your children this is normal. Listen, some people's energy and their attitudes are essentially creating a toxic environment. And as much as you love whoever you love, you're also teaching your children this is normal. It's normal that my mother and father argue. It's normal for us to be in poverty. It's normal for us to be whatever. This is exactly why that some of you get successful and you don't know how to behave in a full dressed banquet. Not that you're going to do anything inappropriate, but your environment was never a black tie event, and you don't know how not to be rough around the edges because your parents created an environment for you that rough around the edges was normal. This is why you can meet a spoiled rich kid that needs to have everything he or she wants, because their environment has produced for them that this is normal. And if you're going to protect your wealth, you need to start protecting your body, but your mind is controlling your body. It is not enough to simply eat well, my brothers and my sisters. You have to also create your own economy. We're for to put our foot down right here and stay here for a little bit. If at this time you do not like transformation, if at this time you are sensitive and you don't like when people tell you the truth, you may want to hang up right around here. Here's two reactions that human beings have when you wake them to their current situation. They will either accept what you have told them and change, or they will fight you with everything that they have in them. If you meet someone who does not want change, transformation, a job, or anything, and you tell them you need to get up and get a job, they will violently come to you either with fists or with words or with attitude or with energy, because you've woken them up out of that situation and they violently reject it. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the effort, work, and hard work that comes along with what you have just corrected them with. When someone has finally had enough, when someone has finally had enough of their situation, environment, people, places, or things, then that person will become someone who is coachable and they will change. I said that as a disclaimer because there's only one or two people on this phone call. There are people on this phone call who are ready for transformation, ready for change, ready for this. And there's somebody in here that only called to be messy or only called to see what's going on, what everybody's talking about. And you're not ready for change. Stay on if you want, but it's about to get heavy. It's not enough for you to simply eat well. You have to create your own economies. If you want it, you have to go and get it. Don't you dare say you want to be wealthy, you want to be successful, but you don't want to get up and go get it. I cannot believe you if you don't want to get up and go get it. Your breakthrough is not in the sitting, it's in the getting. Your breakthrough is not you sitting on your butt, it's about you busting your butt. You must get yourself out of your ego. Sacrifice and crucify your ego and lay down and go do whatever it takes for you to go get to where you have to go legally and morally. If you want to be the soul, if you want to be a speaker speaking at sold out seminars, but you're too bougie to fold chairs, you are not this person who wants to be at sold out seminars. Hear what I just said. If you're too afraid, or if you're too egotistical, or if you're too maniacal to do something for free to get what you want, you do not want it as bad as you claim that you do. You can't go out and get anything if you don't ever actually go out and do anything. I'll say that again. You cannot go get anything if you never actually go out and go do anything. This world is filled with thinkers who don't want to do anything, and they're really the worst kind of people to have surrounding you. And if you're a dreamer, if you want to be discouraged by people, get you a thinker who doesn't want to do anything. You cannot be successful dragging thinkers who are not ready to do. If you're starting a business, if you're in a business, if you're in a marriage, you need to understand that if you are doing, you're ready to do, and you're surrounded by someone who only wants to think and criticize, you will not be successful. You can love them back to wholeness. You can do all the spiritual things, and you will save their soul if you are religious, but you will die in poverty, because if you want something, you have to get up and you have to go and get it. You can't party every time you get money and buy things that you cannot afford and convince someone like me to invest in you. I need for you to hear what I just said. If you cannot party every time you get money and buy things that you cannot afford when you get money and convince someone successful to invest in you, stop claiming that you want to be successful, and every time you get your money, you need your hair done. Stop complaining every time you want to be successful, and every time you get an opportunity, you want to go to the club. The club has nothing for you. I'm not saying you can't have a party and enjoy yourself, but the club, the more you spend at other people's clubs and parties, is the more you're not going anywhere. Why? Because you're building and buying someone else's economy and not your own. If you are at the club every Friday and Thursday and Saturday and spending all your heart and money in someone else's club, you're not funding your dream, you're funding the club owner's dream. If no one is calling you, if no one is calling you weird, you are not making proper moves to create your own economy. You need to listen to what I just said. If the people in your life think you're normal, you are not doing what is necessary to be successful. Because there's never been a genius on planet Earth that has not been called weird. There's never been someone who went received their bachelor's that wanted it that has not been called weird. Thomas Edison, when he was trying to create the light bulb, was called weird because he was trying to rush daylight inside of a dark room when the sun belonged on the outside of a house. Thomas Edison was weird because he thought that he can burn a piece of metal and create light to rush into a room. But thankfully, Thomas Edison was weird enough not to listen to you normal people tell him what is his normal. These clubs, these parties are not, you cannot protect your wealth by buying into my economy and not investing into yours. I hope you heard what I just said. No matter how much I coach you, if I coach you, if you spend me and you buy my products and you do whatever, and you never spend time to buy into your own, you are not successful. You will not be successful. You cannot be successful because that's not the model of success. If you invest in yourself and that happens to be buying something or doing something that somebody like me does, then that is you creating your own economy, because knowledge will always outweigh gold. But knowledge is not power. Organized knowledge with action is power. If no one is calling you weird, you are not making the proper moves to create your own economy. Stop with all the smoke and mirrors. I hope you hear me. Listen, I got 16 minutes left. You need to stop. Stop with all the smoke and mirrors and get focused. Stop looking like you are successful and actually be successful. Stop looking. You don't stop being in the club with your fancy clothes looking like you have money and actually have money in an investment account, because rich people are not wearing their clothes. Rich people are not wearing their wealth in their clothes. That does not mean that rich people do not have a $1,000 suit on, but that $1,000 suit is not their wealth. That $1,000 suit is a drop of a bucket in their wealth. Your $1,000 suit, and you only make $1,000 a month, is your wealth, and you're looking like you're wealthy, but you're not wealthy. And protect your wealth. Not only does it come from eating right, not only does it come from doing the right thing with the right people, but you need to do the right thing with your own economy. You don't get to be wealthy and have no economy, because I've already told you that there is a direct correlation between poverty and disease. If you are poor, you're getting ready to become sick. As much as I love my grandmother, and my grandmother adopted me, and she's now in sainted heaven right now, wherever she is, my grandmother lived a poor life. My grandmother, as much as I loved her, died from having a stroke and then another stroke, not because she was a bad person, not because she had sins or whatever us religious people want to say, not because she voted Democratic or Republican. My grandmother died of stroke because she lived in a low-income environment and she made low-income money, so when she went to the store, she could only buy things that made her unhealthy in order for her to get full. This is exactly why a cheeseburger costs 99 cents while a salad costs $5. It does not make sense for you to do all the smoke and mirrors and never to be focused. If your marketing plan requires for you to be in the club, then that club now becomes a business opportunity for you. But if you're going to the club just to look cute but not exchanging business cards, then you are just doing smoke and mirrors. If you're going to the club and you're exchanging business cards, but these people in the club can do nothing for your personal economy, they are just people that you talk about or talk with, but more than likely, since you're poor, talk about. Because if you have not realized, poor people always talk about other people. If you're in a club and the people in that club can do nothing for you, the people in that club are not adding to your bottom line of your personal economy, you need to be in a different club. And for some of you, you need to get your butt out the club and go to the club when the club actually invites you and pays you to be there. If you don't have success, you don't deserve to sleep. Listen, here's what I know for sure. I know a lot of wealthy people. I know a lot of doctors who are not just self-employed, highly self-employed people. They run their own companies, their own practices, I should say, and they have staff in them, nurse practitioners and all above, who help run that company with them so they can go off to Rome and come back. You own, Robert Kiyosaki said it this way, you own your business when you can leave your business for an entire year. And when your business, when you come back to your business, your system made more money when you were gone than had you been there. That's when you're a business owner. If you are the janitor, the doctor, if your business cannot, if you cannot open up your doors, and your doors cannot open up without you, if you have to be the only person running the register, if you get sick and your business dies, you're not a business owner, you're self-employed. And you need to, in fact, here's a book, write this book down that'll help you move from the self-employed quadrant to the business owner quadrant. It's called Cash Flow Quadrant. Cash Flow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki, who is also the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. If you're asleep all the time and you're not successful, you didn't deserve to be asleep in the first place. If you're asleep and broke, you did not deserve to go to sleep. Now, I'm not telling you to put yourself in a state of sleep deprivation. I am telling you that you don't get to wake up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon anymore when rich people are waking up at 3. Listen. There is another direct correlation. Rich people rise early, not with an alarm clock. They get 3, 4. I know people. I personally wake up at 3 in the morning because people around me or people in my environment are also waking up at 3 in the morning. We are connected. So by the time you get up and ate your breakfast at 11:30, I've already made some $100,000 deals or $1,000 deals far before then. Just this moment, just if you're not getting emails that are not making you money, why do you have an email account at all? If you're not getting emails and these emails are not making you money, why do you even have an email account? It makes no sense. If you constantly have to worry about your neighborhood, how you're going to live well, how you're going to make money, if your kids are okay, if there's drug violence, you will always live in a state of poverty, regardless of how much you live, read, and think about a healthy life. How you feel about yourself on the inside will control the food you put on the inside of your body. You need to hear what I just said. First off, the same foods that are killing you, creating toxic environments for you, your reality TV shows that you love to watch are doing the same thing scientifically to your body that the same dangerous foods that are keeping you poor and in diseases are doing. If all you do is watch TV, and the only things that you're watching on TV are things about people fighting and people cursing and people, if you're going to watch TV, you need to start watching TV on something that's going to make you money. Something that's going to pour into you non-acidic things. If all you're doing is watching drama and catfights and women throw wine and champagne on one another so you can sit back on your living room couch making $32,000 a year and that's not what you want to make, so you can look down on those women and say that that's not who you are, those men say that's not who you are, those TV shows are also creating a toxic environment inside of your body. Be very careful what you watch. Now, somebody just disagrees with that because you're grown. And I understand that you're grown, you have the right to disagree. Let me say it to you this way. If you won't let your children watch those shows because you're not trying to shape their mind for such a behavior, why are you shaping your own mind for such a behavior? Number two, inside that very thing, if you think your kids are not learning from your behavior, if you think they're not listening and hearing every argument that you're doing inside your house, and every argument on the TV tube in which you're watching, you are lying to yourself. How you feel, what you put inside of you, will determine how healthy your body will be. And you cannot be healthy, you cannot be wealthy being sick. It's impossible. You must be prosperous on all sides. You can't, with the same respect, you can't claim to be successful but have friction in every relationship in your life. If everybody hates you, but you have money, you're not successful. You are a bad person with money and no one wants to work with you. You cannot claim success or wealth and not have wealth in your relationships. Listen to what I did. As a matter of fact, if you're religious, you cannot profess Christianity or whatever your religion is, but people hate you. You cannot be racist and saved. You cannot be a bigot and be religious. You cannot be a hypocrite and then claim to be a prophet. You cannot do both at the same time. Our religion into natural world. You can't be wealthy minded, but your physical reality says that you're poor. You do not get to say, I know how to make money, but your body, your bank account, your car, your credit, you can't say you're making money, but you have a 300 credit score. It's not fair, and it's also not right. Grow up and do something about the particular situation. That is important. How you feel about yourself, how you feel on the inside, will determine what kind of food and what kind of people you put on the inside of you. Let me see if I can say this in a different way. How you feel about your self-esteem will relate to who you date on the level of your self-esteem. If you feel like you do not deserve a good life or a good marriage or just anything, you will never have a good marriage or a good life or anything because you will always date to the level of your self-esteem, and you will always get some man that will keep you or the woman that will keep you right where you do not need to be because you dated to the level that you thought you were qualified to do. Therefore, people, life, and your home will determine how long you will live and how well you will live. Remember, I said this at the beginning of the phone call. Hospitals, and this is not to speak against the hospitals, but it is still a fact. Hospitals, medicine, whatever, they're prolonging death. They're not necessarily adding to the quality of your life. Exercise adds to the quality of your life. A good diet adds to the quality of your life. And as you, good friends add to the quality of your life. Good marriage adds to the quality of your life. Good books, good television programs, good churches, good friends, good pastors, good whatever, good mentors, they all add to the quality of your life. And if you're surrounded by people who take down the quality of your life, what's the point of living at all? If you cannot have a quality of life that is worthy of you, what's the point of being here waking up every morning? You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be wealthy. You deserve to reach your point of self-actualization. You deserve to be whatever it is that you want to be. But it all starts by protecting your wealth. And what is your wealth? Your physical body. But what controls your physical body? Also your mind. If your mind is weak, you will put food, people, places, things, theologies, and ideologies inside your body that will kill your body over time. What you put into your mind will also determine what you put inside of your mouth. If your mind is healthy, I promise you, you will eat healthy. This is also why nurses and doctors, there are more skinny or fit nurses or doctors than there will ever be out of weight nurses and doctors. Why? Because they spend all this time learning about health and they refuse to put inside of them something that is not worthy of their quality of life. Consumption happens mentally, physically, and spiritually. And you eat the bulk of these things in your home. what type of sex acts you're into. What are you watching in your living room? What are the things you're cooking and what your children are watching? They all determine your quality of life. Now listen to me as I give you these final thoughts. You need to understand, frankly, in your face, your home, your relationships, your diet, your everything you're putting inside your mind and also your mouth, they are affecting the quality of your life. Your wife, your husband, your brother, your mom, your dad, your, whatever it is, they are affecting the quality of your life. What you put inside your mind will determine your level of wealth. What you put inside your mouth will determine your level of wealth. And the bulk of what you are consuming is happening in your very homes. This is why rich people understand that in order to have a happy, successful, wealthy life, you need to have a safe place, a home, a body to produce outside the physical reality that is worthy of the quality of life in which you so desire. My name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr. If you missed any part of this phone call, feel free to download it later on the Brick by Brick Motivational Podcast found on iTunes or Podomatic. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are. I don't care what is going on in your life. What I do know for sure is whether you love your life, whether you hate your life, but I certainly hope that you love your life regardless of where you are. Plant better and you will receive a better harvest. My name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr. I hope you've enjoyed this free coaching phone call.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it. Do it. See it. And then give it back to others. Brick by brick.